Blog Talk Radio. Mic on top for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so spooky without me. I'm saying
well, good day, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are and whenever you are listening. You are listening to the Musings of a Modern Man. My name is Justin C. Kurtz, and I am your host, and today is definitely going to continue the controversy. The information that is getting leaked out more and more is making it look like the bikers that were shot in Waco were shot by police. The lack of information, the lack of answers, we're going to talk about that. We are going to also discuss the other police shootings and the rioting and some of the differences. A lot of people on the left are saying, oh, the cops were racist because the bikers weren't pepper sprayed and beat with batons like the rioters in Baltimore were. We'll discuss some of the unique differences and why the police may have handled it a little bit differently, but also just some things that definitely require a little different handling of it. Then we're going to also get into solutions. We have all of these challenges. Our police seem to be out of control. Our nation seems to be lost, and the modern man must be concerned. The modern man must be willing to recognize what is happening to his freedoms and his potential liberties. And we really need to focus on this. It's not the best topic. It's not the greatest dinner topic because everybody has a different idea about the solution. However, we can all agree on what problems are and that they need to be solved. What we have to get down to is what works and what doesn't. And I've got a great solution that works really well that's homegrown in Texas for all the conflicts here in Texas. So let's get started. This half hour is brought to you by Kurtz Family Cookies. Kurtz Family Cookies are a gluten-free, egg-free, dairy-free. I mean, these things have no GMO, no corn, nothing that could possibly be an allergen to most people, but they are chocked full of taste. Homemade right here in our own kitchen, Kurtz Cookies, available by hooking up with me on Facebook. I don't know that hooking up is really the most appropriate term, but you can check me out on Facebook. You can find me here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can find me on Twitter at Justin C. Kurtz. Facebook is facebook.com/justin.c.kurtz. So let's talk about the biker shootings. A little more details are coming out. Looking at an article here that asks some very good questions, because the narrative that came out in the original footage said, oh, the bikers opened fire inside the restaurant, and then it spilled out into the street. And now we know that, oh, actually, the bikers inside the restaurant were trying to protect patrons and trying to help everybody. And the only reason that they pulled guns inside the restaurant, my guess is they were concealed carry holders, licensed and trained the way the state of Texas requires, and they pulled their guns to protect people. You're inside a restaurant. Imagine this. Whoever you are, you're sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden outside you hear gunshots. Bang, 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 bang. I wish I had the cool things on the radio deal where I could just do gunshots, but I'm not there yet. Sponsorship spots are available. So imagine this. You're in a restaurant. Shots ring out. What do? You're ducking for cover. You're hiding. You're trying to do something to get away, unless you're a concealed carry holder and you're a sheepdog. All right, sheepdog, protect the sheep. The sheepdog pulls his gun and says, where's the bad guy? You're a good guy. You get behind me. You go hide. You don't have a gun. You're not posing a threat to anybody. You go get in the kitchen and hide. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to find where this wolf is that's shooting outside, or I'm going to make sure they at least don't come inside. If they do come inside, they're going to greet me. So that's what the truth of the situation really is. After we glam on to an idea and the media and everything says this is the narrative we're going to push, it's a weather balloon. You know, it's they're like the people in the movie Men in Black that show up at the scene and they click the little flashbulb and say, this is what you're supposed to believe. That it was a gas pocket that exploded or whatever. Or this is some international motorcycle club territorial dispute. And I'm not saying that there are not disputes. There are legitimate disputes. If you want to really learn the legitimate disputes, let me spit this out. I would listen to Firestorm Rockords, R-O-C-O-R-D-S video that he posted on YouTube. He gets into the details about biker subculture and what might have really presented the problem. First 5 minutes, he covers it, right? I didn't watch much more after that because that was all I was looking for, was verification that somebody out there is telling the truth. So we've got the reality that it's probable that cops got overexcited. Maybe a fist fight broke out between two guys that were probably in the same club, because my experience with motorcycle clubs, there were more fights between individual members of the same club, even within the same chapters, than there were with others, right? Because it was conflicts of teams, and the leadership style was not one, and the culture was not one that says, we're going to work our problems out and we're going to find an equitable solution. No, it's a, hey, you messed up and I'm not very happy with you and I'm calling you out to face me about it. And we're going to find out whether you're going to stand like a man. And even if you lose, you stand, or you're not. That's the number one question. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. What matters is, will you stand? Will you be a man? Will you stand up against even your own brother? Because if you can do that, then you can stand up against the police. You can stand up against the others out there that we know are trying to take our rights. Again, I got into motorcycle club world because they were trying to take our rights. So let's look at the shooting and what may have really happened, because I've never seen a gathering of motorcycles, clubs, where the police weren't already there. Right? The Waco PD did not have their body cameras on, that we know of, but we haven't seen any video. So as far as we know, they didn't have any of their body cameras on. None of the dashboard cameras are on. They have no surveillance video. They show up with R15-type 30-round magazine, quote-unquote, assault rifles. And then what happens? Oh, 9 people wind up dead. So, you know, who's the aggressor here? A bunch of motorcycle guys showed up, and again, every time, everything that I was ever involved with, it was no different than your average committee meeting for any organization. Now, I don't know much about what the COC does good. I don't know, but most motorcycle clubs, they're simply planning fundraisers for people they know, or they're planning events to go gather with the chapter in other parts of the country or the world, or we're going to funerals. Very little excitement. It was really kind of boring and not near as cool as I thought it would be, right? And that's the reality of it. So we have this conflict. Cops show up. Maybe they see two guys fighting, and they unleash on them. Because when you look at the aerial video that comes right after the shooting, you can see the cops are standing there, and they're very calmly telling the bikers where to stand, how they want them to lay out, and how they want them to get down. And it's kind of a calm routine thing. And why would that be? Everybody on the left getting mad and saying, oh, it's because they're all just skinhead racists. And if this were black people and there's a shooting of 9 people, they wouldn't be doing that. Yeah, they would be if they were a group of black people who had regular encounters with police. You have to understand just how often, as a biker with a patch on, you get pulled over. If you're a 1%, or you're wearing a 1% patch in the quote-unquote big criminal clubs, what the media and everybody out there and the police and the PR are trying to push, just like they did with the original Time article that portrayed bikers in Hollister, California, that kicked off all of motorcycle clubdom, was because of lies in Time magazine, right? They're doing the same thing now to oh, we got to have a big reason to go after this group of people because they'll say no. We know they're going to stand up. This is how they start going into and getting the list. Like, first they came for the bikers, right? Or first they came for the rioters in the street. And in the end, there's nobody left to protect you. You know, you didn't care because you're not a biker and they're all dirty scumbags anyway. Well, why do you think that? Because the only thing they ever portray out there is that image. Most of these other clubs, they go out there and tell people about, oh, we did all these crimes and we killed all these people. We were really tough guys, and we went out there and did cool stuff like that and sold drugs. And are you retarded? First of all, even if you did those things, why would you ever admit it on national TV? You just opened yourself up to RICO charges. Secondly, I doubt that that's the case for every motorcycle club. I know it was not the case when I was in with the people I was around. For an organization that ran so many drugs or had so many prostitutes, there was sure a lack of beautiful naked women running around or drugs floating around the room. Right? I mean, it was ridiculous to assume this and to say this about everybody and to lump any group into one big category and say, oh, everybody must be a criminal because one or two people were a criminal. Well, if we're going to do that, then we really need to start rounding up Congress. We really need to start rounding up people from the banks. We really need to start rounding up people from the police departments. And we really need to start rounding up people from the churches. And we need to start rounding up people from all the other organizations that have criminals who have done nasty, malicious things that have hurt people. And we can lump them all together and we can arrest them all. And we can start rounding them up, right? That'll be a solution. But that's not really the solution we want. And we have this other shooting in Garland, Texas. You know, we have another big shooting where a man, unarmed, drunk, just had a DUI. You know, you ever been there? You've been drunk. It's like, well, my life's over. I just got busted by the cops. Just shoot me, man. I'm done. Just shoot me. Just kill me, man, because I'm going to jail and my life's over. My wife's going to divorce me. I mean, that's what's going through that man's mind. And what does the cop do? Instead of just kind of recognizing that and seeing the man had his hands up and posed no threat, he shoots him, just blows him away. Sure, he was communicating with him, yelled at him, did everything he could. Dude is drunk, straight up drunk. Why'd you pull him over? Oh, I thought he was a drunk driver. Okay, so if he comes out and acts really funny, he's probably drunk. If you can't handle a drunk, you shouldn't be a cop. You know, I learned how to handle drunks when I was a kid growing up in a bar. And it's really not that difficult because their balance is all jacked up. So you just grab them by the back of the shirt collar and you just kind of swing them around a little bit and they can't because they're drunk. And it's real easy to get them down and handcuff them. Now, if the guy gets mad and starts fighting back, I can understand. But if it's that bad, just walk away and just keep the guy safe. Stop traffic, wait for backup. Do something different. And that's something different. I really think there is a solution. In fact, I know there's a solution. I've been introduced to the solution. It's a Texas solution, and it's a solution that's designed simply to help law enforcement or people that deal with mentally challenged people. It's a solution that's designed to manage aggression, and its nickname is SAMA, S-A-M-A, and it stands for the Satori Learning Managing Aggression Meaning. And it was created by a man who wrote just a great book and just some really cool thing. And he was honored in 1981 by the Attorney General of Texas because of his work on improving safety of citizens of Texas through the program. Okay. It's a whole training and development solution. And I don't understand why it's not being implemented and why it's not being utilized, because it is the solution to the problem. The guy's from Texas. He got a citation in Texas. He started a business out of Texas in Amarillo, Texas, at Boy's home out there, Cal Farley's Boy's Ranch. They use this. I mean, it's used all around Texas. So why are Texas police not learning how to manage aggressive people? Let me talk a little bit about the Satori Method and the SAMA and what they do, because it's It really is. It's what we need. It's what police need to be implementing, because it's a solution that says, okay, I recognize you're angry. You seem very angry. I can see your anger, right? And it helps redirect that anger in the right place. Police are saying, okay, well, we have to be tougher than all the people we go up to arrest. That is their modus operandi right now, right? So if criminals are big and tough because we sent them to jail and gave them nothing to do but eat and work out, well, okay, now the criminals are bigger, so now we need bigger, tougher, stronger, meaner cops, right? No. You need police with better negotiating skills, police that have the ability to recognize conflict and resolve it. My goodness, we should be sending out marriage counselors to domestic disputes, not police, because now it's a issue, and it happens every time the police show up. They don't show up with no weapons and they just send in a peace officer the first time. No, there's a guy with a bulletproof vest or a gal with a bulletproof vest who comes to your house, and they've got guns and mace and handcuffs and probably got somebody with them, and they come with all this aggression, and they're not there to defuse. They're just there to arrest, get them out of there. And I know, again, I'm not saying all cops don't try, and in every police situation, they don't try to resolve it. I'll admit that they do. But there are many times that their predisposed prejudices get in their way, and they don't have the correct training on how to do anything other than be more hostile. And more hostility does not bring a group together. It does not reduce conflict. Now, I will say this. So you look at the situation in Baltimore, and people are saying, oh, well, when we rioted and we protested against police brutality, they came and they pepper sprayed us and they tried to baton beat us and all these things. Well, the difference is that the rioters weren't listening. They didn't follow the instructions of the police. The police for hours said, you need to disperse. This is now an unlawful group. You've been rowdy. You've been throwing bottles at the police. You've become aggressive. So now you need to go home. You're no longer lawfully allowed to protest here. And they wouldn't go home. They did not obey. And so the aggression continued to escalate and escalate and escalate until, okay, you're getting pepper sprayed, you're getting arrested, and we're clearing the streets. We're not playing around anymore. And we're going to target the aggressors. That's the case. But on camera, it can look really, really bad sometimes. When you see that, and then you compare it to all the guys lined up, standing in straight lines, getting down on the ground, and going through the process that they've probably been through a dozen times before, because they've been in a clubhouse that got raided by SWAT teams, or they've been in a meeting similar to that one that's been raided by SWAT teams. I personally found hidden cameras in a bar where we were going to raise money to pay for somebody's funeral and their tombstone expenses. And the cops put secret cameras in there and recorded it and tried to record it because they think we're nothing but criminals. And it's just their mindset. That's their belief system. So their vision of how to deal with everything is to treat everybody like a criminal. But if you take SAMA and you take those SAMA techniques, it changes that. It helps you change that. It just recognizes where aggression comes from. And half the time you could just give somebody a Snickers bar, and those commercials are accurate. Right? The guy turns into the demon in the back seat. Here, dude, have a Snickers bar. Chill out. Right? Get some water. Because when you're thirsty or hungry, your body doesn't work right. And so you freak out. And so they train you, okay, if somebody's freaking out, recognize the signs and ask them questions like, have you eaten today? No, I haven't had time. I've been busy all day. That's why I'm frustrated you're interrupting me now. Oh, well, maybe, perhaps, if you'd like, I could get you something to eat. And you could calm down a little bit, you raving psycho. And it's simple. You don't say the raving psycho part, obviously. But the idea is you simply recognize where aggression comes from. Generally, there's a reason behind somebody acting aggressive. So then you take one hungry person and you put them next to a thirsty person, and before long, they're fist fighting each other over something ridiculous. It's my stapler! Ah! You know, you end up being the person at the drive-thru at McDonald's that tries to unleash their demon because you're trying to get some chicken nuggets. Give me my chicken nuggets. It's your hunger sharks. Right? So we can actually, you know, recognize where most aggression comes from, and we can work towards solving the problem. And what's really funny is what they find is that most of the time what people need is a hug. Because in the formative years of your brain's development, if you are not loved right, if you're not held right, if you're not cared for the way we have been designed to be cared for, it will permanently damage your brain in a way that until you go back and fix it, is going to do nothing but create problems for you. And really, this is where a lot of the social problems come from. They all go all the way back to the development of our belief systems about other people. If you're a baby and you go hungry because your mom and dad are busy partying or doing something else, working, watching TV, playing video games, sitting on the internet, listening to radio shows, whatever, and they don't feed you, and you're constantly, I'm hungry, and you have an insecurity about food, you're going to carry that insecurity with you forever. Doesn't matter if it was only for a few-month period when you were first born as mom got used to figuring out how to feed you, or it can seriously damage your psyche. Your subconscious development happens in that 0 to 5 year age. You know, you're just a little sponge, and you're soaking up emotion, and you're soaking up what the world is going to look like and then how to protect yourself from it. You know, again, you get the fight, the flight, or freeze. Most people talk about fight or flight. In Sama, we learn about fight, flight, or freeze. The person that shuts down and just buries it all in, and then one day they go crazy and shoot a bunch of people, right? We don't want that. We want to be able to draw that out and get those emotions out and get it dealt with. And let's find treatment, and let's find ways to do that. I think Cal Farley has the most amazing program for doing that. If you can donate, go to calfarleys.org and make a donation. They are a great, great, fantastic organization out there. Just got a wonderful ranch. What they do for teens and young people is amazing. I mean, they just take kids of any age where parents have said, we don't want you, as long as they meet the right criteria and they know they can help them. Get those kids in there, and they get them help, and it's amazing. The house parents there are something else. They put up with, imagine living with 10 teenage girls that all have behavior problems. That's the house parents there. So I definitely recommend supporting them. And again, why aren't we using this? It's being used in Texas. So let's get this in the police force. Let's get this into our schools. Again, let's think about, you're a young guy and you have problems because, man, you're hungry because you're not eating at home, and then you're hungry because the school food Michelle Obama gives you is not very much. And so you're just hungry all day, and you learn to deal with it. You suck it up. You man it up. But it still physically changes your body. Your body starts to do things that you can't help, and they make you more aggressive. And so then you're kind of edgy, and the teacher says something to you, and you snap at the teacher, and you don't really want to snap at the teacher, and you kind of felt bad afterwards. But then the teacher's kind of hungry too, because he hasn't had a break all day, and he's got to sit in his classroom and deal with these kids that are all emotional and agitating, and none of them want to listen to him speak. And it's all the kids' fault from the teacher's perspective, because they're just lazy and don't want to learn. And from the kids' perspective, they're saying, well, the teacher's boring. And from my perspective as a trainer and a speaker and a coach, I say, yeah, the kids are probably right. The dude's just probably really boring, and I've got a solution for that. So if you're a company out there and you'd like to find out whether or not your company training is actually effective and whether people are getting something out of it, I'd love to talk to you. You can contact me, again, through Facebook, Twitter, however. Smoke signals, so let me know. But we can take these solutions now. We can really make sure the results are happening. So we can take the entire police force around the nation and implement training. And there's trainers out there. I'm quite sure the man would be more than happy to go train the entire nation's police force on how to handle aggressive people and how to manage it better and how to recognize where it comes from. And we could do it to all of our teachers. And we could teach them how to be leaders and influencers that are able to help people manage their issues. And we can point them towards the services and the help they need rather than just saying, okay, now you're a criminal because I started a fight with you because I have no management, people management skills and no people skills, but I can carry a gun and a stick and you're going to do what I tell you to do because I'm the boss of you and you can't tell me no because I've got the law on my side. And you get up with a guy who says, I don't care about your stupid law. the jail doesn't scare me, and you don't scare me, and your silly gun doesn't scare me, because what can man do but harm the flesh? I'm much more concerned about the guy that can harm my soul. Those two guys meet up, somebody's getting hurt, right? So if we can change the police tactics and their mentality and go back to the rule of law where the citizen is innocent until proven guilty, and we can get away from these penal code systems and we get back to actual laws rather than code enforcement, and we recognize where people go wrong in life and how we can help address those things, we can give people more hugs, right? We can give people the training, the development, the physical and tactile training and things that they need to be the best people that they can be. We can measure it and make sure it's going to work. And then we don't have to spend billions of dollars on cameras and watch everybody, though that isn't bad. You know, let the watchers be watched. I want to see the videos of Congress. Let's start putting cameras up in Congress and broad streaming that on, or broad streaming. You can tell that this modern man is not as technically savvy and intelligent as maybe he should be. And I do think that the modern man needs to have a certain amount of technical savvy. And so I'd love for a caller to call in right now and help me learn how to use my switchboard. If you're out there listening, 516-453-9485. We've got about 3 minutes left to discuss implementing Texas solutions to not just Texas's problem, but to the nation's problem of conflict management and conflict resolution. This is a serious thing. And even the conflicts between ideas can be resolved when we utilize techniques that are proven to work, that have the science to back it up. So I definitely want to send people, and again, I'm not getting paid for this. This is just my recommendation. Just go to satorilearning.com, and that's S-A-T-O-R-I learning.com to learn more about SMA and how we could utilize that, or you might be able to utilize that in their training for your organization. So we've had a great show today. I really think that the radio format is a great thing. I'm still a little annoyed with Blog Talk Radio that there is no men's section on here. And, you know, we go back to that whole idea of separating people into categories of bikers, the label that they're putting out there. And we got to get rid of that belief system that people are separate. We'll start with we're human first. Right, and then we're none of us innocent, none of us good, but when we're a policing and peacekeeping officer and you're there to protect and serve, we should be teaching servant mentality rather than aggression mentality, and we should be teaching how to be calm and how to actually help and care and love people rather than how to beat them, shoot them, and hold them without killing them or kill them. It doesn't really matter. Use an illegal chokehold. Who cares? Nobody's watching you. Or you can just wait for the guy to get drunk and stumble towards you and all sad and lonely, and you could shoot him. Or you could just give him a hug and let him know that, hey, man, your life's not over. We can get you some help, but let's get you home safely, and let's figure out a better way to deal with your problem of drinking than just putting you in jail and trying to kill you. So this is my thoughts for the musings of a modern man. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I truly enjoy sharing it with you. Share with everybody else if you've enjoyed it. Comment, everything else. I hope you have a great day to do more, be more, have more, and love more. And don't forget to hug more, too.